I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Coach, you've prepared yourself for a lot of playoffs in your career, including one that I watched, the Rochester Americans. As a special teams coach, when you've got the power play and stuff, are you still looking to see, okay, what does? You're just above the halfway point. You're like 15th in the league. So do you look at, all right, what combinations are going to work? Let's try this. This might work a little bit because I notice things are a little different now. Now, I'm going to be simple in what I say, but it just looks like Tage is almost like a rover, and it seems like it's working pretty well. Like, he set up a couple of nice goals. He scored from the middle. I mean, he scored from, like, all over. It seems like they lose him now. As I said, I know I'm being simple, but is this the time now maybe to try a few things?
It is. Certainly the power play has been a lot better since December. I think we're near 25%, in the second half of the season. And some of that is Norris has been healthy, so that's helped. I think that Jack Quinn's elevation of his game, just the continued maturation of his overall game, gives us a little more flexibility to do some different things with Tage. And Tage is such a weapon. He's such a dangerous player that the opponent's penalty kill, that's the first thing they're going to say is, let's take Tage away. And if he just stays in one spot the whole time, it's a lot easier to take him away. The ability for him to play different positions, and that's the beauty of Tage, is he has that talent level to play net front. He can play goal line, he can play bumper, and he can play the top as well as he has on the flank. And so I do think that the having Norris now more consistently and the maturation of Quinn's game, along with how good Zucker and Darlene always have been, gives us a little more freedom right now.
Maybe people don't realize, and we have seen it, is Tage can be a good playmaker, too. He's made a couple of real nice passes to Zucker for some power play goals, and those weren't passes that anybody could just make. It seems like he's showing off his playmaking ability also.
I think he's grown that part of his game a lot here in the last number of years. The first thing he established in the NHL was that he was an elite goal scorer 4 years ago or whatever it is. And as teams recognize that, he gets more attention. And the more attention he gets, the more he has to diversify his game. And the better he's able to make plays and make opponents pay for being too wary of him, then he's going to start having more space because now that there's more weapons across our power play.
Is part of the reason Jack has been better is he's finding what I call Jack Quinn places to shoot the puck. I mean, there's certain places there. He gets the puck, it's in, unless he happens to miss it or something. Is he doing a better job of finding those places so he can get that shot off?
Well, I think, first of all, he had a great summer. And so he set himself up to have a breakout year in the NHL by having such a real strong summer in the weight room. He's strong enough to do it now. He's dangerous. He's always been dangerous enough to do it. Now he has the physical confidence and physical strength to get to the inside more. The goal he scored the other night at home on the power play against the Islanders, that reminded me of goals he scored in Rochester, where he's coming down the offside and he has the ability to break a defender down and get to the inside and get to the dangerous parts of the ice. And when he gets there, he's a dangerous shooter in that area.
Let me ask you this. You say he's stronger. Has that helped his battles? Have you seen a huge improvement in his battles along the wall because of that?
Yes, huge improvement. There's still growth to go in his overall strength to win the battles, but that's such a big part of power plays. We have found, we work with our analytics team to study the opponent's penalty kill, but also study the trends of our power play, what's working, what's not. And one of the things that has went up dramatically in the second half of the year, which has led to our number being up dramatically in the second half of the year, is we are winning more loose puck recoveries. Our loose puck recovery ratio is up by 7 or 8 percentage points. points, which it gives you a second or a third possession, and then you get to keep tired penalty killers on the ice. And everybody can kill good for 20 or 30 seconds, but if you keep them out there for 40 or 50 or 60 seconds, your ability to break them down starts to increase dramatically.
I want to ask you this. A lot of people think like you're a coordinator like in the NFL. Don't you guys spend a lot of time in the summer as a collaborative coaching staff going over a penalty kill, going over a power play where there's input by everybody before you guys decide what you want to do?
Yes, but that's not just the summer. That's day to day. That is day to day. Lindy is an extremely collaborative coach. We all have opinions on it. Marty, I run stuff by Marty on the power play all the time because he's a penalty kill coach, so he's thinking about how to take things away. And we share information constantly. We're all in this together. That's the way Lindy coach runs our staff. That's the way we work. And you know, I lean towards more of the offensive stuff, both 5-on-5 and the power play, and Marty leans towards the defensive stuff. But at the end of the day, we all work together on this coaching staff.
Finally, congrats on the playoff. I know you guys have more to do, but congrats on the first step.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. It's exciting. It's something that I know when I got hired by this organization 6 years ago, that was part of being part of this is turning this thing around and getting to this spot, and now we just got to keep winning.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thank you.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South, but for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.